Greetings and hello, listeners of the Two True Freaks Podcasting Network. It's me, Sean Foster, once again coming to you from an undisclosed and hopefully to remain undiscovered broadcast location. I say that last part with a bit of a trepidation. As it turns out, I wasn't nearly as clever as I thought I was, and my last bolt hole was discovered by the parties pursuing me. I was able to get out relatively unscathed, but I'm told the burns and the stitches will come out in a few days. But let's not dwell upon such negative things, and let's instead focus on something positive. For example, my pick for the sixth round of the comics draft. I think I've stated before, I have a plan for not just the Justice League I'm putting together, but also who their villain is, and to a certain extent, the creative team I have planned to hopefully be able to pick. As such, to do that, I do need to have certain components in place, but difficulty is ensuring that what I need also fits into my theme, which is legacy. Now, my original thought process here was to pick a particular hero, but as it turns out, while I would have been perfectly happy to choose him had my real choice been taken, a better one occurred to me, and that's Booster Gold. Now you might say, what does Booster Gold have to do with legacy? He was created in 1986. But there's the rub. You see, Booster has always been legacy adjacent. After all, who took it upon himself to ensure that Ted Kord's legacy was carried forward and to look over his successor? Who was it that made sure it looked out for a lot of different people? Booster Gold. Now, of course, you might say, well, okay, so he protected Blue Beetle's legacy. But you forget the reason why he came back in time to begin with. To make a legacy for himself. To make a better future for himself by being a hero in the past, learning along the way what it meant to be a true hero. And that's the kind of character I need as part of my Justice League. Now, I have thoughts about what my final hero will be, but I think I might want to save that, and I don't want to give away too much. After all, who knows, a certain nefarious villain might snatch a pick from me and make me have to surrender what he feels should have gone to him. But anyway, I think we can worry about that if it happens. But in the meantime, I hope that you're all doing well, and I'll be seeing you.